This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now checking in with Black-owned farms, many of which have struggled over generations. So many have disappeared. Our stories from North Carolina, where some Black millennials have been going back to their family farming roots. Here's WUNC's Leonita Inge.
Julius Tillery is a fifth-generation cotton farmer.
You can call me the Puff Daddy of Cotton. People like to call me that.
After graduating from college, he worked in rural development and conservation, but really wasn't getting his hands dirty. He decided it was time to go back home to Northampton County to help his father at Tillery Farms.
So, you know, I looked at what my great-grandfather was able to do and grandfather and even my father, you know, utilizing cotton and keeping our family farm going. So I want to make sure that we change the narrative where people can see pride and how and ownership around cotton.
So now the 34-year-old Tillery spends a lot of time packing and shipping boxes from his online business, Black Cotton. It turns cotton bowls from a small patch of the farm into wreaths, bouquets, and other home decor. Just over 100 miles away is the Tallgrass Food Box run out of Durham County. When schools, restaurants, and farmers markets closed in the early months of the coronavirus pandemic, it was especially hard for small Black farmers to sell their food. Gabrielle E.W. Carter and friends jumped into action. The 30-year-old helped connect Black farmers with customers by creating an online service.
Very fulfilling for me personally, just kind of reconnecting to some of the work that I feel like Black people have, you know, Black women in our communities, especially thinking about my grandmother, like this is the type of work we do a lot of times.
The Tallgrass Food Box uses a simple model. People go online and pay $50 for a box of fresh goodies like collard greens, sweet potatoes, mushrooms, whatever is coming out of the ground. Anna Huckabee, who owns Moonlight Farms, says the boxes saved her business.
It's just been great ever since. I mean, just so much exposure, just being with them.
By the end of December, Tallgrass had raised $80,000 for Black farmers in their community. In Durham, North Carolina, I'm Leonita Inge for Marketplace.